And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July the 24th, 2010, the birthday of the novelist Alexandre Dumas, born in Villers-Cotterêts, France, 1802, who gave us The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Robert Graves, born in Wimbledon, 1895. It was on this day in 1936 the Dust Bowl heat wave was so intense, Kansas, Nebraska experienced their all-time hottest temperatures, still unbroken to this day. In Alton, Kansas, 121. Minden, Nebraska, 118. That summer of 1936, 15 different states recorded all-time hottest temperatures that still have not been broken. And not all of the states were in what we think of as the Dust Bowl. Runyon, New Jersey hit 110. Moorhead, Minnesota, 114. By early August, Ozark, Arkansas, Seymour, Texas had hit 120. The term Dust Bowl had first been used in 1935 by a reporter named Robert Geiger. 1935, when dust storms were so bad on the Great Plains that the sky was black during the day, winds up to 60 miles an hour. John Steinbeck wrote in The Grapes of Wrath, "And then the dispossessed were drawn west from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, from Nevada and Arkansas. Families, tribes, dusted out, tractored out, carloads, caravans, homeless and hungry, 20,000 and 50,000 and 100,000 and 200,000. They streamed over the mountains, hungry and restless, restless as ants, scurrying to find work to do, to lift, to push, to pull, to pick, to cut, anything, any burden to bear for food. The kids are hungry. We got no place to live, like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all, for land." Here's a poem for today by Joy Harjo, "Perhaps the World Ends Here." The world begins at a kitchen table. No matter what, we must eat to live. The gifts of earth are brought and prepared, set on the table. So it has been since creation, and it will go on. We chase chickens or dogs away from it. Babies teethe at the corners. They scrape their knees under it. It is here that children are given instructions on what it means to be human. We make men at it. We make women. At this table we gossip, recall enemies and the ghosts of lovers. Our dreams drink coffee with us as they put their arms around our children. They laugh with us at our poor, falling down selves and as we put ourselves back together once again at the table. This table has been a house in the rain, an umbrella in the sun. Wars have begun and ended at this table. It is a place to hide in the shadow of terror, a place to celebrate the terrible victory. We have given birth on this table and have prepared our parents for burial here. At this table, we sing with joy, with sorrow. We pray of suffering and remorse. We give thanks. Perhaps the world will end at the kitchen table while we are laughing and crying, eating of the last sweet bite. A poem by Joy Harjo, "Perhaps the World Ends Here," from her collection Reinventing the Enemy's Language, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.